From the KTO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this local news update. For the first time in 24 years, the House will have a Democratic speaker. Dillingham Representative Bryce Edgman. He's one of five people who's moving from the Republican-led majority to a new, predominantly Democratic majority. He says the need to address the state's fiscal crisis brought the caucus together.
Everybody, I think I could speak for virtually every legislator, wants to preserve the basic services that we provide to our communities and our constituents. And the issue, you know, how do we go forward and get that done is something that we all need to work together and resolve.
The other caucus switchers will be in leadership. Homer Republican Paul Seaton and Nome Democrat Neil Foster will be the House Finance Committee co-chairman. Kodiak Republican Louise Stutes will be the majority whip. And Anchorage Republican Gabrielle Ledoux will be the House Rules Committee chairwoman. The chairman of the Alaska Republican Party is inviting the three moderate Republicans who joined with Democrats to take control of the Alaska House to leave the GOP. In an open letter, Tuckerman Babcock accuses Republican Representatives Gabrielle Ledoux, Louise Stutes, and Paul Seaton of abandoning their team and joining with Democrats. Because of that, he says the party invites them to drop the pretense that they were Republicans and leave the state GOP. Juneau's first legal retail marijuana sales could begin by month's end. James Barrett co-owns Rainforest Farms, and no other business in Juneau has cleared as many of the regulatory hurdles to legally grow and sell pot.
We have a couple inspections next week, and right now we're harvesting our first crop. So if all goes well, then we'll be opening Black Friday.
At least 10 other ventures have sought state licenses in Juneau for one or more aspects of the marijuana business. Separate licenses are required for growing, processing, retailing, and testing. You can see an interactive map of all of Alaska's marijuana business licensees and applicants at our website, ktoo.org. Southeast Alaska Laboratories is the first testing facility in Juneau to get its state license. Jessica Drybelbis is manager and part owner. Monday night, the Juneau Assembly waived its right to protest her state light testing license. She says she's got some technical inspections and certifications to get through, but that her lab could be up and running by December 1st. Juneau police are looking for a man who broke into a home in the area of Diston Avenue early Wednesday morning. According to a police news release, about 12:30 a.m., police responded to a 911 call of an unknown man in a residence. The homeowners were sleeping and woke to sounds of someone in the house. Police said the suspect, who broke in through a window, was going through items of the home. When the homeowner confronted the suspect, he dropped several items and fled. Suspect was described as a male of Asian or Native descent and approximately 20 to 25 years old. The investigation is ongoing. A 50-year-old Anchorage man was shot by his own gun as he hunted in southeast Alaska. Alaska State Troopers say the man was hunting for ducks Wednesday afternoon near Thorn Bay on Prince of Wales Island. He slipped on rocks, dropped his semi-automatic shotgun. Shotgun fired when it hit the ground, and shot struck the hunter in the face. That's latest from the KTO Newsroom in Juneau.